Hello and welcome to day 25 of our preparation for total consecration. Let's begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Day 25, Transubstantiation into the Immaculate. The Immaculate belongs to God in the most perfect and ineffable way. To express just how closely God united her to himself, it is not exaggerated to use an expression found in the writings of the fathers and theologians, and approved by the Church, to say that she is a complement or completion of the Trinity. This means that none of the divine persons of the Trinity will enter into communion with anyone outside of the Trinity. Without her, neither Father, nor Son, nor Holy Spirit will share their divine life with creation without the collaboration of Our Lady. For this reason, without our Blessed Lady, our knowledge and participation of the life of the Holy Trinity remains partial and incomplete. The relationship of Our Lady with the Holy Trinity surpasses that of any other creature, human or angelic. Though she is not a divine person herself, yet she has a sublime relationship with each of them. She is the beloved daughter and handmaid of the Father, the true mother of the Son, and the inseparable spouse of the Holy Spirit. She is the possession and property of God in a way far superior to all other creatures. For this reason, she also enjoys the greatest possible degree of intimacy with God. If you become truly hers, she will introduce you too into an inexpressible intimacy with the Most Holy Trinity. And you will belong to God in the most perfect way possible. She will then love God through you and in you in the most perfect way. Without your poor, miserable heart, she will love God, and you will become the means by which the Immaculate herself loves God. And God, seeing that you are her property, her possession, almost a part of her, almost his very dearly beloved mother herself, will love her in you. What sublime mysteries you are a part of. You have heard of unfortunate persons who have suffered diabolical possession, persons through whom the devil thought, spoke, and acted. Those who consecrate themselves to Our Lady must wish to be possessed in this same way, but by her, by the Immaculate, to be unlimitedly possessed by her, so that she herself might freely think, speak, and act through them. You must desire to be hers to the point that nothing of your own remains, to be changed into her, transubstantiated into her, so that she alone remains, so that God sees nothing in you that is not hers. And then, seeing only her, God will admit you to a wondrous intimacy with himself, with each of the persons of the Holy Trinity. Think of the great joy you will bring to the heart of God when he sees you surrendering yourself to her totally and letting her freely act in you, and through her belonging to him perfectly, just as she did. Your sole desire, therefore, must be to be perfectly like her, transubstantiated into her, and to belong perfectly to her, just as she belongs perfectly to God. Let us now turn to page 83 for our daily prayers. If you can, please kneel down. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Act of adoration of the Most Holy Trinity. I adore you, our Heavenly Father, because you have deigned to place in the most pure womb of Mary your only begotten Son. I adore you, O Son of God, because you condescended to enter the womb of Mary and became truly her actual Son. I adore you, O Holy Spirit, because you deigned to form in her immaculate womb the body of the Son of God. I adore you, O Most Holy Trinity, O one God in the Holy Trinity, for having exalted the Immaculate in such a divine way. And I will never cease daily, from the first moment I awake, to adore you most humbly, O Divine Trinity, with my face to the ground, repeating three times, Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Supplication to Our Lady. Allow me to praise you, O Most Holy Virgin, with my personal commitment and sacrifice. Allow me to live, work, suffer, be consumed, and die for you, just for you. Allow me to bring the whole world to you. Allow me to contribute to your ever greater exaltation, to your greatest possible exaltation. Allow me to give you such glory that no one else has ever given you up to now. Allow others to surpass me in zeal for your exaltation, and me to surpass them, so that by means of such noble rivalry, your glory may increase ever more profoundly, ever more rapidly, ever more intensely, as He who has exalted you so indescribably above all other beings Himself desires. In you alone, God is incomparably more glorified than in all His other saints. For you, God has created the world. For you, God has also called me to existence. Allow me to praise you, O Most Holy Virgin. O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to you, and for all who do not have recourse to you, especially for the enemies of the Holy Church and those recommended to you. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And that concludes our preparation for day 25. There is no reflection today, but I do have some news, announcements, and tips for you, four specifically. First, we are 9 days away from our total consecration. I want to congratulate you for making it this far, but we should all also acknowledge it's a grace. Maybe for some it's been a real struggle. And if you're here, you know that consecration has been a gift from God to you. If you know people who have tried and have failed, maybe they started this process with you and they fell off after the first week, for whatever reason, I ask that you reach out to them and invite them to say the prayers of consecration with you. Simply ask them, do you want to give your life to the Virgin Mary? And they'll say, well, yes. It's like, then it doesn't matter if you completed 33 days of preparation. Our Lady wants your heart. And I want you to keep that in mind as well. We've talked about a lot of different things about our houses, about our sacramentals, about our prayer life, all these things. And you might not be there yet. And we're all constantly growing. What matters on the day of your consecration is that you want to give your life to the Virgin Mary and you want to say, Blessed Mother, do with me whatever you will for the greatest glory of God, for the happiness in my soul, so that I can become the person that God created me to be. Tip number two, you should go to confession. Look at your confession schedule for your parish or a local church that has confession available and make it a point to do a good examination of conscience. We'll talk about confession later, but right now you really need to focus on, I gotta get there. I've got 9 days to get there. Number three, on the day of your consecration, I recommend that you find a church that's close to you that has a beautiful statue of the Virgin Mary to where you can address your prayers to Mary, but you have this beautiful image of her as a reminder of her presence in your life. And then every time you walk past that statue, you can kneel down, you can make a short renewal of your consecration in your own words from your own heart. But in addition to that, maybe even before you do that, I would recommend going to Jesus in the tabernacle and addressing your consecration to Him, saying, Lord, I'm giving myself to your mother because you did it first. In order for me to be faithful to this, I need you to give me the grace to see her the way you see her, to love her the way you love her. And this is a prayer that I promise He's going to answer. He will support you in your Marian consecration. He wants this more than you do. And finally, on the day of your consecration, make it a big celebration. Maybe you're the only person in your family who's doing a consecration. Celebrate with them anyways. Make them a big dinner. Take them out to a restaurant if possible. Buy a cake. Celebrate. Celebrate big. Why are we celebrating? Because mommy gave her life to Jesus through Mary today. And what will happen is your children will think, I kind of want that kind of celebration. I kind of want to do that. And if they say that to you, invite them to say the prayer of consecration along with you. When we give our life to the Virgin Mary, even if we have no idea what we're doing at the time, Our Lady takes that gift very, very seriously. And finally, on your day of consecration, I really want to encourage you to pray the rosary. Get on your knees and offer one real good one to the best of your ability to the Virgin Mary. God bless you, God love you, and we will see you tomorrow.